Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, first white line on the bottom. Amli of Chizal of Yitzchak, Hai Mishcha da Farsimon, Maim of Archon Allah, this oil, this balsam oil, what bracha do you make on it? Okay, Al Recho, what bracha do you make on its fragrance, on smelling it? So he says, Amli Hacham Rav Yehuda, Bari Shemen Artzenu. So Rav Yehuda said, blessed be the oil of our land. So that's the bracha that you make. It says, Amalei bar minei, Rav Yehuda. Well, it's a beautiful bracha, the oil of our land, but don't bring me Rav Yehuda. Leave him out of the picture, the Chavivalei Eretz Yisrael, okay, which is a very interesting statement. He had this unique love for Eretz Yisrael. So he would, you know, connect Eretz Yisrael to the bracha, but he's different, you know, he's special. And you can't bring me a raya from him. L'kul yalma, what bracha would everybody else make? So he says, Amalei hacham Rav Yochanan borei shemen arev. So Rav Yochanan says that the bracha you make is blessed be the one who created the sweet-smelling oil. Okay, so much more generic bracha as opposed to, you know, directing it towards Eretz Yisrael. Okay, but Rav Yehuda, it's almost like, it sounds like he made up his own bracha just for his love, based on his love of Eretz Yisrael. He made up his own bracha. Okay, let's take a look at Rashi. Mishcha de farsim o maim v'rachin al reichai, what bracha do you make? Shemen artzenu, the oil of our land. Shegadol b'yuricho, because these our farsimons would grow in Yericho. Hashem ha-reyach chayisa nikras Yericho. Okay, who knew that? Okay, why is Yericho called Yericho? Because of the beautiful fragrance of that city. V'hu pana ga'omer b'seif Yecheskel. Yehuda v'Eretz Yisrael ha'im ha-reyachlem b'chitei monis u'panag. Okay, they would these merchants in these types of chit emanas, which is some kind of wheat thing, and the panig and all the type of fragrance. Kach risi b'sefer Yosef ben Gurion. Okay, this is what I saw in the sefer of Josephus, that Yericho is called Yericho because of the wonderful fragrance, and therefore he said Shemen Artzenu, because basically the place we can find this is in Yericho. Okay, but he says, no, don't bring me Rabbi Yehuda. Brahminate Rabbi Yehuda. Al tavi li raya midvarav bizu. Don't bring me a raya from Rabbi Yehuda in this fashion, because in this particular case, because he's unique. He's a tzioni par excellence, and you know, he's gonna make a bracha about Eretz Yisrael. What about the rest of us? Okay, let's go weiter. Back to the Gemara. Amar Vada Barava, two lines from the bottom. Hai kisharta mevarach l'borei etzei besamim. What do you make for kusht, which is a type of, Rashi says, kishartas, kusht. Okay, it's a type of a spice that they use in the base of Migdash. Smells good. What do you make on it? He says, the answer is, mevarach l'borei etzei besamim. Av mishcha kavisha loy. But if it's oil that the kusht was in, mishcha kavish l'karashi shemen sheboi tomen hakush. Let's say if you had oil that you put the kusht in the oil, v'ashemen meriach min habaisim shebetoichei, and the kusht makes the oil smell good. So what about that? Do you make the etzeh b'samim because what you're really smelling is the oil, which is a derivative from the kusht and not the actual kusht itself? Does that make a difference? So he says, of mishcha kavisha loy, but you would not make. I guess you'd make a bari minei b'samim loy. Rashi's, look at Rashi. Loy hoil ve niral einenu el Hashem. And what appears to us is only the oil. The kush is subsumed inside that oil, and even though it's, yes, it's derived from something physical and solid, you wouldn't make a brach on it. Rav Kana mafilo mishcha kavisha. Rav Kana disagrees. Says no. Even if it's if it's soaking in the oil and giving it, even if it's soaking in the oil and giving it its fragrance, you would still make a bari etzei b'samim of mishcha techina loy. But if it's grinded up into the oil, that would be a different story, and that you would have to make the minei b'samim. Okay, let's see here. The Nardoi Amar, right? So ground would be grinded up would be different. Even if it's grounded up, look at the last Rashi on the page. Shetochnu bo kisharta. Okay, that you took this kisharta, this kusht, this spice, and you ground it up inside the thing, that would be different, according to Rav Kahana. But according to Nardai, no. Even Mishchat China would be the same thing. You would make a borei etzei besamim because you do have the wood or the spice and the actual item itself inside this oil. So it's rooted from it and it's in there, even though it's ground up and it's thoroughly indiscernible, but it still would still net you a borei etzei besamim. It sounds like you do it all. It sounds like there are many different ways you can do it. Because we just went through four possibilities. You can smell the actual kush. You can soak it in the oil. You can grind it into the oil. You know.
I don't know. I'm not that familiar with incense and whatnot. But is this a special? In other words, is this, you know?
That's a way you would do it. I mean, I don't know.
Is this special and unique, and that's why they're going through this particular case, or is this for all spices that give off odors?
I would think it's for all. I would think it would make a difference. It's all. It's about the methodology of what the Gemara is saying is, you know, what are the guidelines for borei etzei besamim versus borei minei besamim, and then you need some of the fundamental element of the wood or the actual spice there. You know, in
extract oils and.
Well, yeah, so this particular thing has all four cases.
Right.
So is that why they chose this case?
No, I think most have.
Oh.
Different qualities that they
yeah.
Have.
Okay.
To deliver it.
Right, so yeah, it sounds like... it sounds like you can do this for a lot of different types of... spices and things. Okay, Amarav Gidl, top of the page, just in time to turn the page. Perfect. Amarav Gidl, Amarav, Hai Smalok Mavarchan Allah Bar Eitzei Besamim. Okay, Jasmine, Smalok Yasmin, Rashi says, it's Jasmine, Karnle Blush and Yishmael. That's what's called in Arabic. Vimin Esav, Vuhu Min Esav Shesh Bo Sholosh Shuro Shalolin. It has a type of herb that is three rows of leaves, zulamailam is one on top of the other, shosha olin the chol shura, and there are three leaves for each row. The three rows of three, okay, and each shura has three leaves.
Why did they say eight shura? Why not just
four? No, it's more specific. Comes from something that's, you know, physical and solid. So so you make a bar etzei besamim on jasmine. Amarav chananol, amarav. I mean, people, right? The people use jasmine for cooking, no?
Yeah.
What?
Is it cooking? I mean, they
use it as an incense.
I mean, they use it as scents. I mean,
okay. Right, okay. So, right. So amarav chananol, amarav. So again, if you would cook it, in other words, if you remember, based on the last Gemara, you wouldn't make if you. But again, halacha based on that girt with the tziyufta, you know, it could be that you actually do make a etzei b'samim even if you're just cooking it and you're smelling the aroma coming up. It's a issue in halacha. It's not so simple based on this Gemara. Okay, let's go weiter. Amrav Chanan, Amrav Amarav.
If you're in the kitchen this morning and smell all this food being cooked for Shabbos. Supposed to make a bracha on the aroma?
I don't think so, because that's not designed for, nothing in there was designed for smell.
No.
It's all food that happens to smell good.
Yes.
So I don't think so. And I said, I mean, b'chal, I mean, my Rebbe wouldn't even make a borei minei b'sam anymore. I mean, there are people who hold that this whole power of smell and the whole bracha, b'chal, is almost obsolete. We don't have the same reaction. I mean,
you're going down the street, you smell flowers or something.
He would ever make a bracha. And that's, you know, it's a litvish, I think, coming from the Chavetz Chaim. It's a special mesorah. I don't think he told that to everybody, but he in yeshiva, he would listen to Havdalah and have the person from the yeshiva make Bari Minei B'Samim, but he himself would not make it. If he was home making Baruch Hashem, he would just skip the B'Samim. But if it was in yeshiva after Shmuz, and then the person making Havdalah would bake the B'Samim, but he would answer and smell it, but he wouldn't make the Baruch himself. Okay, Amar V'Chalanal, Amar Rav, Hani Chalfi Diyama, V'Varchal of Bari Eitze B'Samim. Chalfi Diyama, so Bosim Rashi, Bosim Shekorin Ashbig, V'hu Shibolos Nerd. Okay, what's an Ashbig? I don't know. Whatever the English name, sometimes the article says, Chalfi Diyama just translates it. Sometimes they actually tell you an English word for it. But V'hu Shibolos Nerd V'asu Ke'en Giv'ayle Pishtan. It's like a flax seed. We do find certain flax that are called wood. They're solid, even though they're not technically wood. We call them wood. So for jasmine, you made a bari etze b'samim. For chalfi diyama v'rochad alayu bari etze b'samim, same thing. It is, you make an etze b'samim. Okay, omam azot shemaykra. What's the pasuk that seems to indicate that even though something is not technically wood, if it's hard and similar to wood as the flax stalk is, and it smells good, how do you know that it's called wood that would qualify for bracha etze bracha to Hashem Elokim Melechem bari etze b'samim? The pasuk is v'alosam hagaga. She brought them up to the roof, v'titmenem b'pishtei etz, and she hid them in the flax wood, the stalks of flax, and the Torah calls them pishtei eitz. The Navi does. So you see that the word, that the stuff that comes from pishtan is indeed could be called wood. And so the bracha bari eitzei b'samim is appropriate. Okay. So I don't know if the article doesn't help. I'm just curious. Does he translate the word chalfi diyama?
Also refers to the Talmud as shiblei.
But it means to give it an English word. Okay, it doesn't.
11 spices composed of the Taurus.
Fine.
It grows in stalks similar to flax. Others translate as rosemary.
Okay.
You're
talking about the Yama, the Chalfi Yama you're talking about now?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Okay. That we know. Huh? Parsley sage was Mary in time. Okay, we got that. Okay.
It's either that or it's part of the 11 spices made up of the Taurus.
Fine. Okay, very good. So, bottom of something that we probably, rosemary we probably have around.
Rosemary is around today.
Yeah. Hai Narkum Duganisa. This narkun from the garden, so if it's grown in the garden, you make a baruch etze b'samim. The dabra, if it's grown in the fields out there wild, baruch asve b'samim. Okay, because then as a din of an asev, not a din of an eitz. Okay, look at Rashi. Narkum chavel tasharon, that's a rose, b'halchus gedolos. He calls it a rose, so it makes a difference according to Rashi whether it's a wild rose or a planted rose. Duganisa hagadol begina. Next Rashi, if it's grown in a garden, you make a bari etze b'samim. If it's grown wild, then no. Then it has a din. It's not planted. It sort of just came about sort of based on the, I don't know, the winds of the seeds, whatever. That has a different definition, and it's asve b'samim. Okay. Continuing, Amazutra, Haiman the Morach be Esrog or be Chavusha. If you smell an Esrog, which we know what that is, or a Chavusha or a quince, Imer Baruch Shnosan Reach Tov Beperos. Make a bracha that blessed be the one who has given good fragrance into fruits. And very often people do smell Esrogim, even though you're on Yontif, you're not supposed to, but it's Hoksal Mitzvasa. But let's say after Yontif, you want to smell the Esrog, you'd make that bracha. I skipped the line, sorry. Oh, sorry, thank you. Amr of Sheshes, back it up one line. Amr of Sheshes, hi Sigli, Mavorch Lai Bar Eitz Asfe B'Samim. What's a Sigli? violish blots. Violets, okay. Sounds good. So for violet, if you smell a violet, you make bore asfe besamim. Okay. Again, I'm not sure. It's not clear why a rose would be etze besamim and why a violet would be asfe besamim. Maybe again, I know the way it grows. Maybe it's one's more wild. I'm not sure. Doesn't really seem to say the difference. But it's you don't get an etze besamim for a violet, and you do get it for a rose. Okay, Amar Zutra Haiman the Moruch Besrega Bechavusha Amar Baruch Shoson Reach Tov Beperos. We did that. Amar Vuda Haiman the Nafik Biyom Nissin. Okay, if you walk out in the Nissan time in the beautiful fall spring season, Vechazi Ilane the Kamalavavla, and you saw the trees that they start blossoming and the beautiful flowers are sprouting forth. Amar Baruch Shaloi Chisa Belame Klum. Blessed you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing lacking in your world. And you made wonderful creatures and wonderful trees for man to benefit from them. And that would be the bracha you make when you go out. I think people makbe during when they see fruit sprouting, they do this again. Some people are into these brachas, some people dafka don't make the brachas nowadays, so you got to follow your local custom. Let's see here, any Rashi, Chavushin is kunash blaz, okay, that's a quince, lisnois lihonos, to benefit from. So even the Rashi, chet lisnois, normally sometimes could be to be beautified, but here Rashi's making it more exact that it's derived benefit from. In this context, it means we derive benefit from the beautiful trees and the blossoms, so it's all good. Okay. Amar Motzotcha, back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Zutcha Bar Tuvi Amar Rav. Minayin Shavarchin Al Reyach. We didn't know Bechlal that you make a bracha on fragrance. Where does that come from? Okay. Shenemar. I mean, remember back in earlier we said, you can't be nene, but who's to say that smell is, when you're eating, we know that the body needs sustenance. Body doesn't need fragrance. So how do you know that it's a valid bracha to make bechlau on reyach? The answer is, shenema kol ha'neshama tal ka. Okay, all of the souls praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say this every single day. Okay, and therefore what? Since, let's keep going.
There's a lot of trouble eating.
Well, that's the ability to smell, but not the actual fragrance,
It doesn't sustain you.
But. Yeah, okay, but what is the thing, when you say kol neshama talel ka, okay, what's the type of activity that the neshama benefits from, vena gufna nemimena, but there's no physical, right, what goes in, because some fragrance goes in, but that only the neshama benefits from it, and the guf does not. Have you ever mezer reyach? That's referring to the reyach. So the neshama praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the reyach, so you see that a bracha is justified. It's very interesting. In the future, we're not going to need the right guard anymore because the young men of Klal Yisrael are going to smell beautiful, like Levanon. Like the... What? Right, the trees of Levanon, right?
When is that going to be?
When Mashiach comes. Okay, Lasid Lavoi. Okay, he's right around the corner, Bez Hashem. Shemar, Yechu Yon Kosov, the youngsters will go out, the Kazayis, Hoidoi will be like their beauty will be like a Zay, like an olive tree, Vreach like Levanon, and smell like, and their fragrance will be like the Levanon, like the Lebanon trees. Shemrichin alav ufrachav. The Lebanon trees, their leaves smell good, and their blossoms smell good. Everything is beautiful about the trees of Lebanon. So that's how we're going to smell. The young men are going to smell when Mashiach comes. Yeah. Okay. Okay, two dots. We're rolling here. Yomer of Zutra, Bar Tuvi Amarav, my diksiv. That's a kol osa yafabito. What does it mean when the pasuk says? This is the pasuk in Tilim, Dalid, Yes, no, Kehelas, sorry, Kehelas. Is a ko osiyafa bi'itoi, gamas oilam nosam belibam, mibli ashaloi motza adam es amaisa, shosal kim meyosh vatsof. Okay, so he made everything right in its right time, and he gave the right feelings in their hearts to do the right thing and to know the right things. What does that mean? It's a ko osiyafa bi'ito malami, shikol echad viechad, very fascinating psychological point that the Gemara is making about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. He says, Malamit shekol echad v'yechad yofel HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosoi b'fonav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the person love his particular trade in his heart more than any other trade. And whatever you are inclined to do, you end up loving that to the exclusion of everything else. And you can't imagine being anything but a tanner or an MFT or whatever you're going to do, or a paramedic. What you do, you love, and you feel this is what my calling and this is what I was designed to do. Let's look at Rashi. Yoflo yom nosai, v'afilu bursi. Even the tanner, who's a pretty smelly job, right? The miners love mining, right? If you speak to a miner and it's filthy and dirty and dangerous, no, I was born to mine. That's what I do. Filibursi nalo umnasle be'enav, his trade is beautiful in his eyes. V'yosek HaKadosh Baruch Hu kein shelo yechser olam umnes. And God did that, that the world should not lack any type of umnes. Okay, so, wasn't thinking about this Rashi, but a lot of people say, oh, if my son doesn't become a doctor, if we don't have enough, who's going to be a doctor if not my son? It's not your job. I mean, if your son is motivated to be a doctor, kol hakavod, if that's his passion, but it's not because, you want to direct your son to be a doctor because we need doctors, they'll be doctors. That's not your cheshbon. Because Baruch Hu makes sure the world has what it needs, and you don't have to be the one to save the world. You just got to do it in your own way, in the right way. Okay, so that's one interesting thing. Let's keep going. Amr Papa. Rav Papa says, Hayne da Amri Inshi, and this is what the expression that people say, Talei Kura Ledover Acher, if you hang a palm shoot on the neck of a pig, okay, we don't like using that, saying exactly what it is. Okay, what happens? He will do his own thing. He will follow that shoot no matter where it goes, even into the filthiest, most decrepit area. Because it does, you do what you're going to do. So the pig's umnes is to go for food and goes anywhere it needs to go. So that's just the way it is. That's all people are like that. We'll go anywhere to do what we need to do for the trade that we feel we're destined for. Look at Rashi Kura. Rach, the soft part of the palm, what they call the dates of hearts of palms? Yeah. So he says, Kura Rach Hagodol Bedekel. Okay, the soft part that grows in the palm tree, Talo Solo Chazir, you hang it on the neck of a pig, V'yigalgenu Ba'ashpa, and it will roll, it will do what it needs to do. Shizuyim Nosai. So I'm not sure what you need the palm there for. It rolls in the dirt without it. I'm not sure. Like, what's the... I guess even if you give it its own food and it's right there on its neck, it doesn't have to do that. It'll do it anyway. I'm not sure. Like,
I don't know, for him to eat in cleanliness, it says here.
Right, but even right. So even though you put it right there, that you don't have to go into the garbage. He'll go into the garbage anyway because it'll do what it does.
He'll roll it
into the junk. Okay, very good. Weiter. Let's see here. V'yomer v'zutcha bar tuvia omer Rav Avuka kish... What? Right. Yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
Right, that was just a pig thing. V'yomer v'zutcha bar tuvia omer Rav Avuka kishnayim. If you have a torch, it's like two people. V'yerach kishosh. If you have the moon shining, it's like three people. This gets back to the whole shadim thing, right? That... So he says, Iboilus, we had a Shaila, Avuka Kishnayim Bade Didei. What does it mean? Does it mean that the Avuka is like two with him? And that he is one and the Avuka is one, and you have one level of protection from Shadim when you have an Avuka? Or Dilma Avuka Kishnayim, where the Avuka is like two by itself. It's such a powerful light that has the power of two people, and with him.
Avuka is a torch.
Yes, Avuka is a torch. He says, V'yer kishlo, one second. Yeah, avuka kishayim bada yidei, or dilma avuka kishayim labar midei. Or is an avuka two besides him, and he becomes three? So what's the difference? Because we know there's a difference between two and three when it comes to shadim. When you're in, when you have three, you're on easy street. You're really protected. By two, you're not fully protected. You might still see them. So which one is it? Is the avuka like two with him or without him? So toshma. So come in here. V'yerach kishlosha. The moon is like three. Now what is clearly. If it means three with him, then it's very good. That I'm interested in telling me that it's like three. But if you say Navuka is three separate from him, and I want to tell you like it's like four, there is no relevance of four in the world of Shadim. Four people don't get you anywhere. Two get you, three get you, but four don't get you. If you're alone with Shadim, one will appear and will damage you. When you have two people, it might appear, but it won't damage you. But for three, it won't appear at all. So once you have three, you're at the max already. You can't get better than that. So clearly, if the Gemara is telling you that the Yerach is like three, Elav Shmamino, Avuka Kishnayim Bade Dide Shmamino. So clearly the message is two, the Avuka is like two with him, Yerach is three with him, and now we know the relevance, because one will protect you better than the other. So if you have moonlight, when I say the moon, I mean the light of the moon, which is apparently even stronger than the light of an Avuka, that will get you to be free of the whole Shadim thing. It's a torch. It's a big torch. You know, Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know, the torch. You walk around the caves with the torches.
But the moon will lighten up every place. Torch light only one place.
But you're only dealing with Shadim in your place. So if you have the torch where you are, then it's like two people. It creates
Somebody told me if you don't believe in Shadim, they don't exist for you.
Well, that's the maybe.
I don't believe in it.
Okay, good.
Because everything is directed by Hashem, not by Shadim.
Okay, well, let's not get into a philosophical debate. The Gemara does talk about Shadim, so you want to say that today, if you don't worry about them, they don't bother you. I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Okay, it's hard to take them out of the whole Gemara. Okay, let's go weiter.
Well, that's why they put a torch by the Statue of Liberty.
Ah, very good.
Shade them away.
Excellent.
You can derive your own political comment out of that.
Okay. Very good. Maybe what liberals are. I mean, I don't know. Okay. Let's see here. Any Rashis? Yeah. He says, Avuka k'shei b'nei adam. Linyan hayotzei b'layla. In the matter of going out at night. Damamari yaita adam yichidi b'layla. We said you should not go out at night alone. So that concept of not going out alone, if you have an avuka, it's like you have somebody with you. Okay? V'yerach k'shosha. V'yesh chiluk b'in shnayim l'shosha. Come on, we're going to see that there's a distinction later on in the Gemara between two and three. Lecha nira hashade maziko. If you're alone, then you're susceptible to the shade, and it could damage you. Okay, and if you're three, it won't even come near you, and it won't even appear to you. So you're much better off with three than with two. Back to the Gemara, two dots. Okay, vi amar Rav Zutshu bar Tuvi amarav. Vi amar le'amar Rav Chana bar Bizna amar Rav Shimon Chasida. Vi amar le'amar Rav Yochim Shimon Rishim Baichoy. Okay, this is Gevaldik. Okay, different version as to who said this particular famous statement. Okay, but either way, it's a whole group of very, very Choshev Amaram or even Tanoim. Shimba Yechai was a Tana. Noich lo liyodim shapal atzmo l'tar kivshon eish. Famous statement. It is better for a person to let them be thrown into a fiery furnace. Val yalbim p'nei chavei abram. But not to embarrass their friend publicly. Because when you do that, it's tantamount to killing them. And this is what you would call, I believe one of the Rishonim says, like what you call an abazrai de ritzicha. It's like a subcategory of ritzicha where you're supposed to give up your life because it's tantamount to murder. Where do you know that from? Mitamar. From a famous story that we read a few, some weeks ago from Tamar. Shemar, he mutzeis. Okay, she was sent out. And she didn't want to say, hey, it was Yehuda who impregnated me. She just said, whoever owns these items, that's the one who should basically step up. And Yehuda did. But she would not bring him down. So look at Rashi. He mutzeis v'hi shulcha. Vilu be'edjeloi amra. She would not say out explicitly who it was that made her pregnant. Elu asimanim shel Yehuda heim. She wouldn't say openly that these are the simanim that belong to Yehuda. V'loy ani hara, and it's from him that I am pregnant. Elish ela lishasher ela loy anochera, but rather she said very vaguely, the man who these belong to, that's who fathered this child. Im yode yodiv im lav, if he admits, fine, but if he does not want to admit, esrei v'li albin panav, let me burn and I will not embarrass his face. I will not make his face turn white. And that's why it's, you know, you hear that all the time, and we teach the kids. It's another statement that, you know, talks about how serious embarrassing somebody is. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Weiter. We learned in the Braisa. Havil fun of Shemin Vadas. So they brought in front of an individual either both an oil that smells good, and hadas, a myrtle branch. So Beishamai says the oil comes first and the hadas comes second. Then the other one says, no, you make the brach on the hadas and you make the brach on the shemen. Beisil reverses the order. Amr Gamliel, ani achriya. Okay, let me be the one to decide this. You know, let me put my head in the middle of these two giants here, and let me decide who it is that we should follow. Shemen zechinol reicho, zechinol sichosoi. When it comes to oil, we're zeichet to its fragrance, and we're zeichet to anoint ourselves with it. It has a double point, a double purpose. Hadas lereicho zechinol sichosol zechinu. But hadas, you're not going to rub a myrtle all over your body. Okay, so it only has one function, and therefore Begamliel is right. I mean, Beishamai is right as far as Psak Halacha, that we're going to follow him. Okay, because he says the Shemen comes first. Amar Rav Yochanan, Halacha Kedivrei Amachriya. Rav Yochanan Taka Paskins like Rav Begamliel, who Paskins like Beishamai. Papa Ikla Bei Rav Huna Brei Derav Ika. Okay, so Rav Huna, the son of Rav Ika, Rav Papa came to the house of Huna Breder Vika, Isil Kamayu Shemin Vadas. Sure enough, they brought in front of him oil and a myrtle. Shulker of Papa Baruch Adas Bereisha. Papa took the Adas first. Vadum Baruch Hashem. And then, after making a brach on the Adas, he made a brach on the Shemin. So they sort of were wondering. Didn't we just finish saying that Rabbi Gamliel Paskin, like Beishamai, that you make the brach on the Shemin first? So he says, I follow Rava who paskin like Beisilo. Velohi. But the Gemara says an incredible statement, which the Mefarshim discuss. What exactly does this mean? It's not true. Okay, it sounds like Rav Papa actually just sort of made up a little bit of a false excuse. Okay, he just did that to get himself out. The Gra, if you take a look on the side, the Gra takes this out. So that's why you can see there's a tumult. You want to make up a story just to get out of trouble? You made up that we follow, Rava said we follow Beis Hillel. So Rava, the Gra Pachal says this is not in the Gemara, but Rashi seems to have it. Let's take a look at Rashi. Ani Shemen Vadas, Beseif Hasuda. So Rashi says at the end of the meal, Shemen Losuch Yodov, they brought out the oil to anoint his hands. Lavra Zuamas Oichlim, okay, that's those towels on the plane. So they brought out some oil to wipe your hands so you should have, you know, good smelling hands. But Das Rechbo Kamo Shemarnu. And the Adas to smell, like we said, that was a minig that by benching time they would bring out the Adas, the Mugmur, the fragrance. So Ani Achriya Litzad Beishamai. Go with Beishamai's position. So chinul reicho ulsichaso, because by the oil we have two elements going mishcha kavisha. Okay, like the mishcha kavisha, we said that the balsam or the kush that was in the soaking in the oil, so it makes the oil smell good, and plus you still have the oil for the anointing. Hilkach shemenadav, therefore oil is superior to the adas. So Rav Papa said, what do you want from me? Was Rav Pask like Beis Hillel? I follow my Rebbe, Rav. V'loihi. But the Gemara is now saying, it's not true. Loi Omar Rav Ichsif Beis Hillel. Rav never said Allah like Beis Hillel. Allah Rav Papa Ichsif, but rather Rav Papa was embarrassed, of Ishatah, Vishmet Atzbe Bekach. He made a mistake and he wanted to get out of it by extricating himself, by making up a little fib. So Rashi seems taka to learn that way. It's hard to hard to accept. Maybe Rav Papa's early years of Chesish. I don't know, but that's what Rashi says. But like I said, other Mefarshim have a different approach here. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tanar Bonan. If they brought in front of you wine and oil, okay, you put the oil in the right hand, the wine in the left hand. Varach l'shemen, and you make a bracha first on your right, which is always chashuv, more chashuv. Varach l'yayin, and then you make a bracha on the wine on your left hand. Beisil oimrim, oiches l'yayin b'yamino. Beisil flips it, and he says the wine goes in the right, because the shemen b'smaylo, and the shemen on the left. Varach l'yayin, v'chaz mevarach al shemen. Make a bracha on the wine, and then you make a bracha on the oil. V'tochu, and then after you have the oil on your hand, v'tochu b'rosh hashamish, then you try to get rid of the oil. So you call the shamish over, and you rub it on his forehead. I guess maybe they were bald, all the waiters were bald in those days, so you can just easily rub it on the forehead. Okay. Okay, but if the shamash is a tamachachim, tochu b'kaisel. Okay, he says, then you rub it on the wall, because shminei shegnai la tamachachim, lotzei so shuk kishum avosim. Tochu b'rosh hashamash, v'mshamash tamachachim, tochu b'kaisel, then you rub it on the wall, then shegnai la tamachachim, lotzei so shuk kishum avosim. Because it's not right for tamachachim to go out smelling like some kind of a fruit garden, even though in Macy's it's hard to walk through, you know, the men's section without getting all those odors on you, but it's not nice, okay? Tamachachim should smell fresh, but not fruity. Let's see the Rashi. Shemen v'yayin, right? Zeh yayin shalachamot. This is referring to the wine after the meal. V'ein zeh kosher bracha. It's not referring to the kosher bracha, because that, I guess my Rashi sounded, that would definitely come first. That would not be an issue. But this is, you want to drink wine, so which comes first? So Bishami says the Shemen comes first, and Beisil says the Yayin comes first. Where it's in the weekday where the wine does not have that kvius, and where you need to make a new bracha with the Yayin before the meal, didn't part of the wine after the meal. You're just having some wine in a sort of, you know, off the cuff fashion. So you have to make your own bracha at the end of the meal. Because we said earlier that you make a bracha before the meal when you have these big meals. That pater, so what are you making a new bracha for? The answer is because you didn't have that. It wasn't one of those fancy meals. Shemen b'yaminai, v'shalav mevarach tchila. Because you have to make the bracha first in the shemen and then on the wine. And he says, no, mevarach al shemen borei shemen orev. Okay, so we're going to see the bracha you make is that he created sweet smelling oils. V'tochu b'rosh hashamish. I guess in this case you're the Talmud Chacham and you want to rub it off on something because you don't want to have the smelly hand to smell like some kind of, you know, whatever. So you wipe it on the head of the waiter and you leave. But on the other hand, if the waiter is a Talmud Chacham, then you wipe it on the wall. Okay. Tanabonon, let's keep going. Shisha dvorim gnailo tamachachim. There are six things that it's not appropriate for tamachachim to do. What are the six things that a tamachachim should avoid? Ayetzik shum avosim lishuk. Don't go out smelling like, you know, with the axe all over you. Val yetze yechidi belaila. And don't go out alone at night. Okay, because it looks suspicious. Val yetze minolim hamutlon. Don't go out with patchy shoes because it looks beneath the cover of Torah. Well, yet Yisaper Emisha B'shuk. Don't be talking to a lady in the marketplace. While Yosef B'chabur Shalom Yaretz. Don't be sitting with a bunch of jokers in a group. Okay, I guess, I don't know. I mean, I don't know, doesn't, to play poker doesn't mean you're a joker, but if you're a bunch of Amoratim, don't be hanging around there. Don't come late to the Beis Medrash. If you're a rabbi, if you're a Talmud Chacham, you need to get there on the earlier side of things, because the Yesh Oimrim, there are other people say, do not walk with a big stride. It's Gai V'dik, V'yelech B'kum Ezekufa. Similar concept. Do not walk with a very, very high posture. That you're like the Marines, your nose is up in the air and your chest is out. Don't be walking around like that, because it's not becoming the anivus, the humility that needs to exist within a Talmud Chacham. Okay, let's see here. Fine. It's all okay. So let's go. We have it's 44. We'll stop here. Shkoyach. Pick it up Sunday morning, 7:15.
Thank you. Good Shabbos. Have a good day.
Shabbos.